Hello, hello.
Right, cool.
Good evening. The date is the 3rd of April. You're listening to LFM, and on tonight's show we have live sets from Used to Be Cool and Hard Feelings UK. But to start this evening, we've got a live set from London Concrete. So, hello.
Hello, Taman.
Would you mind giving us a kind of brief overview of kind of how you came to do what you do and what it is that you're going to do this evening?
Well, Dee and I, we're both artists, visual artists originally, and we've been working with sound for the last 10 years or so as a sideline. But in the last couple of years or so, our work has increasingly been focused on purely sound work. And we started working together using Plunderphonics and radio and just mixing things up, really. And that's how we've come to be.
Yeah. I can see kind of in front of us is a mixture of kind of effects pedals. You've got a speaker with various kind of sort of trinkets kind of dotted all over. What's the kind of main ingredients for your sound?
The main ingredients, I suppose, is electronics, really. But we use a lot of objects, and we like to manipulate technologies. So with the speaker that's down on the floor, it's knackered, it's broken. But we, by putting certain frequencies through it and adding objects to it, we get rather peculiar sounds out of it that we can use in our improvisations. And we do that with a lot of objects and electronics, a mixture of hacking and just being creative with the technologies.
Sort of improvising based around the kind of the sort of faults of the technology, and
to some extent, yes, or using the faults for creative purposes rather than dismissing them as faults.
Or should I say, like, it's sort of creative limitations, kind of things like that.
Although we use objects how they're supposed to be used too, but we collage mixtures of things together to create our improvisations.
And do you play this stuff out live much?
We don't. We would like to have more gigs, but we appreciate that improvisations are sort of high risk. We record and we make a hell of a lot of material, but we don't reproduce certain tracks. I mean, it's actually very difficult to do that.
Sure.
And we're not at all really interested in doing so either. So if anyone out there would like to book us for a gig, we'd be more than happy to play. So.
And how can they get in contact with you?
They can contact us through our MySpace, which is myspace.com/LondonConcrete, as one word. Or by our email, which is londonconcrete@mail.com.
Okay, and you've got a CD that you've kind of put out yourself recently, the Sonic Aggregates one.
We have, yeah. It was it's our debut. It's a compilation of tracks that we've recorded over the last couple of years, and it highlights the best of what we've been doing over that time.
Okay. And so, Dee, do you have anything to add to the? Anything sort of particular I'd say? Like, how about anything kind of coming up or anything to look out for?
Well, we've been spending a lot of time applying for grants and things like that. I mean, money's a bit of a tight issue.
Is that for everyone?
Yeah, it is for everyone. So we've been putting a lot of energy into that and sort of expanding our kit, really. I mean, we started off with very little kit, you know. We had a sort of guitar amp and an old beat-up hi-fi, and we were using records, and we make all our own loops and stuff like that. You know, we do a lot of field recordings, so we started off quite limited in that sense. But we've been buying, amassing toys and little gadgets and stuff here. The low end of the market, very low tech, that's the way we sort of like to sort of technology. We tend to sort of shy away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're into sort of just human beings sort of tapping into something in London that's quite dark and mysterious and scary, but hopefully upbeat as well.
Sort of upbeat occultism.
Yeah, I mean, we find it very hard to sort of we don't talk a lot about what we do until a long time afterwards.
Sure.
So there's not much intellectual analysing of what we do. It's a very physical thing, you know.
Oh, so sorry to put you on the spot like this anyway.
That's good.
Okay, well, if anyone would like to book London Concrete for any further performances, go to the MySpace, as mentioned earlier on, so it's myspace.com/London Concrete.
It
okay.
is. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to get stuck into it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, very sorry. Apparently we can change stream now, so last week we changed over to Delhi Buddha stream, and because of issues of daylight saving, it's actually kind of thrown us.
Yeah, I think it's actually, he's not gone back, and we went back last week. So he's actually, we shouldn't be coming on for an hour on his, but he's changed it now anyway. So.
Oh, okay, great. Sorry about that. Okay, well, I mean, we won't do the interview bit again. But, okay, well, so for everyone now listening on Deadly Buddha Radio, hello, welcome.
I know, we need to switch.
No. So I'll say that again.
Yeah.
So anyone now listening on Deadly Buddha stream, welcome. You're listening to LFM. You've just missed an interview with London Concrete, but you won't miss any of their music. So this is London Concrete on LFM.
Is starting hard? I make a lot of stupid appointments that I make sound important. Avoidance, delay, denial. I'm always scared that I'm not going to know what to do. It's a terrible moment. It start. I'm always amazed. Oh, that wasn't so bad.
I'm a terrible user and a thief, you know. I mean, I'm not original. Every record is, oh yeah, let's steal a bit out of that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was London Concrete. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So, yeah, as I said, if you're interested in hearing more from them or booking them or just generally getting contact, go to myspace.com/London Concrete. London Concrete, that's it.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Tony.
Yep, you're welcome.